Voters rejected new gas and electric franchise agreements between the city and Interstate Light and Power, the parent company of Alliant Energy, 82% to 18%. The agreements included 3% fees that would have appeared on monthly bills. The city had hoped to receive more than $600,000 this year and more than $800,000 per year in subsequent fiscal years. City Manager Jim Furno says a plan is in place for the current budget.
You know, the bigger deal for us will be how do we prepare for this next budget cycle. We will have some very difficult meetings, I think, as we move into this end of the winter months.
The plan for the current budget includes delaying the purchase of a fire truck, holding off on construction at Cascade Bridge, and cutting multiple funds. Voter turnout was more than 12.5% for the special election. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.